Be Kind Rewind videos a la carte.
It's time for the Thursday Rewind, bringing you some of the best music from the past and what was happening in the world when they were new.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
It's the Thursday Rewind on 97.9 The Hill. And now, here's AJ.
And welcome into the Thursday Rewind tonight. Hey, it's AJ from the After Hours. Now, this is going to be a very special edition of the Rewind. Instead of our usual arrangement of picking a year and a couple of songs that were at the top of the charts, along with some big news events, I'm instead going to use a recently released BBC poll of the top albums from the 1980s. We're going to do the top three, counting down in numerical order, starting at number three, going up to the top album of the 80s as voted on in this BBC poll, so I really hope you enjoy it. Our first album and song tonight comes from the group The Stone Roses. Now, the album released in 1989 was the band's eponymous debut album. The Manchester rock band recorded this album from June of 1988 to February of 89. It was then released in May of 1989. Now, the album wasn't an immediate success, but it did grow more popular as the band played a couple of high-profile gigs in support of the album's release, leading the Stone Roses to become pretty influential in what was then called the Madchester Movement. The album has gained more critical approval since its release, and it has sold over 4 million copies worldwide. Now, the song I'm pulling from that album was actually released in October of 88. Here's Elephant Stone by the Stone Roses on The Hill. We'll be right back.
dreams are so insane, yet nothing
Rewind. That was the Stone Roses with Elephant Stone. As we continue our look at the top albums of the 1980s as voted on in a recently released BBC poll. And by the way, I will be posting a link to that poll so you can see more than just the top three on the posting for the Thursday Rewind here tonight. Now, the number two ranked album from the 1980s, according to the poll, was the fifth studio album from the Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms, released on the 13th of May in 1985. Now, of course, the Dire Straits were a massive band in the 80s. This particular album charted number one in several countries. It spent 14 total non-consecutive weeks at number one in the UK album charts. It spent 9 weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 in the US and 34 weeks at number one on the Australian albums charts. Brothers in Arms was the first album certified 10 times platinum in the UK, and it's the eighth best-selling album in UK chart history. So the song from the 1985 release, Brothers in Arms and the Dire Straits, it's Walk of Life.
Thank you.
Walk of Life there on the Thursday Rewind, coming from the 1985 release Brothers in Arms by the Dire Straits. That was number two on that BBC poll of the top albums of the 1980s. And now it's time for the moment you've been waiting for. The top album from the 1980s, according to that BBC poll. Released in March of 1987, this was the fifth studio album by the legendary U2, The Joshua Tree, recorded between January of 1986 and January of 1987, and there are a couple of just massive hits off this album. It became the fastest-selling album in British history, received critical acclaim, and it topped the charts in over 20 countries. This is the album that made U2 the superstars they still are to this day. The Joshua Tree has even been selected for preservation by the U.S. Library of Congress. They deemed it culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. Now, the song we're pulling from the album was the first released single. It was released on the 21st of March, 1987. Here's With or Without You.
Thank you.
Hey, it's AJ from the After Hours on 97.9 The Hill. I hope you've enjoyed this little bit of a special edition of The Rewind. This will be up here in just a few minutes on chapelboro.com, and I will also make sure to post a link to that poll so you can see the rest of the top albums from the 1980s, according to the BBC voters. I hope you give that poll a look and maybe just walk down memory lane, listen to some old albums you haven't thought of in a while. And if you do, hey, enjoy. The After Hours returns next.